Thanks, Michael. The World Health Organization has warned that the Zika virus is spreading explosively across Latin America, and up to 4 million cases can now be expected. The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to birth defects. 23 countries have reported Zika infections, with Argentina reporting its first case overnight. French police have arrested a 28-year-old man who they say was found with two guns and ammunition outside Disneyland in Paris. The 28-year-old was searched and taken into custody after his bag triggered a metal detector in a hotel near Europe's most popular tourist attraction. The fire threat in Western Australia has eased, with two emergency warnings being downgraded. In the small community of Grey, crews spent the night strengthening containment lines as they attempt to get the blaze under control. And overnight, an emergency warning was issued for a bushfire threat at Forestdale in the city of Armidale, but that's since been downgraded to a watch and act. Senior Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne says ignoring the result of a public vote on same-sex marriage would be political suicide. The Coalition has proposed a plebiscite on the issue if it wins the next election, but a number of Conservative senators say they'd vote against gay marriage anyway. Mr Pyne says his colleagues are welcome to their views, but a yes vote would become law. And the world's most famous doll, Barbie, has undergone a major makeover, and her thigh gap is no more. Tall, curvy and petite Barbies will now be added to the lineup as Barbie finally gets real in all shapes and sizes, along with several new skin tones.